just radio.
I want to be one of those gospel singers on the PTL Club. Because those guys are just happy no matter what.
I think I saw him on the hill the other day. I think I saw him when I watched the children play. But when I opened up my voice to sing him breaks, he ran away, ran away. Singing made sweet Jesus run away.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
Wednesday to you, 6:02 on the West Coast, Strategist Radio Live for your 15th day of July 2015. Hey, the struggle you're in right now today really is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. Be happy. Oh, we've got a lot to talk about today on this hump day. Today it's success strategy because you asked for it. How to transform yourself into a master innovator. You know, innovation right now is trending big time across all academia. Even in the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 organizations, those organizations that are most innovative are the ones that are most likely to stand the test of time. If you asked yourself to define a few of the characteristics describing your entrepreneurial prowess, how would you depict yourself? Would you be a motivator, an influencer, a critical thinker, an achiever, an analyzer? How about an innovator? Today's leading business organizations are hedging the strategy heavily toward innovation. The master innovator is one who is a bit of a hybrid blend of motivator, influencer, critical thinker, achiever, and analyzer. If success and leadership are on your bucket list, transforming yourself into a master innovator will equip you and those who you aspire to influence and lead. Thus, what attributes will help you transform yourself into a master innovator? We'll talk about that on today's program. Also, we'll check in with our friends over at Entrepreneur and talk about the magic elements that can boost your email marketing return on investment into the stratosphere. Also checking in today, Dennis Prater. We'll talk about the happiness equation. You might remember a few months ago I played that one for you. We'll share that again. U equals I minus R. Also, branding in relation to marketing, public relations, and advertising as Sasha Strauss, Managing Director of Innovation Protocol, checks in all on this edition of Strategist Radio Live for your Wednesday. So happy to be here again this morning, 13 years in the making of this program. I never thought doing, you know, being a rock jock in Los Angeles, you know, many years ago when I first got into the business, working my way from Bakersfield into B-Town, doing morning zoo radio and just being silly in major market radio. I never thought I'd be doing business strategy radio. Isn't that weird? I mean, I thought I was just going to be a rock jock. I was just going to maybe be a program director, maybe someday buy a radio station at some point. And then I decided on a dare that I was going to take the challenge and go to college. So I went back to college at like 40-ish and got my undergrad and worked straight through to the MBA. Now I'm finishing up my doctoral program. And matter of fact, I'm in my doc study phase of the doctoral program, the terminal degree, as they call it, a DBA, Doctor of Business Administration, and finishing that about another year, give or take, okay? Because it's all about having the amount of credits you need. You also have to make sure that you've got your tuition paid. And so check, check so far. You've got to have two residencies. Check on that one. The final thing is I need to get my 60 credit hours. And, of course, I need to make sure I finish my doctoral study that gets approved by the chief academic officer. And then it'll be Dr. T. Dr. T.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting staying in college like this because it allows me to keep my finger on the pulse because most of what I'm doing every single day relative to just not only in the business here at Trinity, you know, as an international business strategist, but also being in school and studying things like marketing, specifically social media. Maybe it's human behavior, social behavior, consumer behavior patterns, statistics, looking at metrics, big data, looking at innovation, different strategy factors, business modeling, business startup, securing funding, you know, financing, that type of thing, business planning, right? And then redefining the business planning after you put a business plan together. All those things have helped me keep my finger on the pulse. And a lot of times people will say, hey, Moreno, thanks so much for sharing. You know, listen, all I'm doing is just basically mimicking what I've learned, you know, both in the School of Hard Knocks, like you, and if you've gone to college and you're an academic, well, then like that. So all I'm doing is just being passionate about learning so that I can be the best at what I do. And hopefully what I do, you know, in 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, we can't cover a ton. But I hope it at least gives you a little bit, it kindles a little bit of a fire in your imagination. Maybe I will remind you of something you long have forgotten. Maybe it's something new and innovative that you may be able to slip into your particular current business model or even into your strategy. So today we got a lot to talk about. Transforming yourself into a master innovator, as I talked about at the opening of the program, really, innovation is so key, you know, being creative. You know, in fact, behind me, if you've seen some of the shots, which you probably have here of the studio and my main office here at the Reed Opera House, you'll see the word imagine. You know, it's carved in wood, you know, behind me. And so it's always about the imagination and then taking those ideas and kind of determining whether or not it's feasible. You know, I have a great idea, so you think. And then what's the feasibility of it working? Is there a market demand out there? What does the competition look like? You know, in the achieving the goal, solving the problem, satisfying the need equation, right? And then how big's the market? And what will the trends be in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? You know, looking at what we would call forecasting or even looking at our financial pro forma as we put together maybe the idea to fulfill this imaginative idea, business idea that you might have, a niche that you're going to fill. Or maybe, like in the case of guys like Richard Branson, who flies on an airline, doesn't like the service he's getting. So what does he do? He goes out and buys his own airline. The other night, Marcus Lemonis was talking about On the Profit. If you haven't watched that program yet, I suggest you do. You know, you can go on your TV and scan your cable and watch The Profit. I think it's really worth the hour that it's on. You know, I will TiVo it. And then I just fast forward it, so I skip and skim because I don't really like to sit and watch the commercials. But nonetheless, this program the other day, this lady was she had trouble with chapped lips, and so she was breastfeeding her baby, and then of course you know what happens there with chafing and etc. And so she started using this lanolin. She started putting like lanolin in all of these products, and for herself. And the next thing you know, girlfriends and other people said, hey, this is working for me too. And now she's running, you know, $3 or $4 million business, filling that need. And she filled that need because she was having the problem and struggling. So again, we're always scanning the environment. You know, we're always on point. We're always thinking as the innovator. So today I want to talk about really how to purposefully become kind of that master innovator, if there is such thing as a master at all. Before we get into the program today, I want to thank you very much for all of your emails to support at tjmoreno.com. You make the program possible. We look at those emails every single day, and it helps us determine what we will talk about in the upcoming weeks, okay? Because I'm looking at your needs, your problems, and your goals, and that's how we formulate each program that we do each and every day. If you'd like to share, we got a note yesterday from a young lady attending Notre Dame, University of Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana, who said, hey, Tony, I'd like to, is it possible for me to start submitting articles? And the answer is absolutely. Let's share those stories. I'll even bring you on as a guest if you've got an amazing story that I really think is going to help affect positive social change, positive business change. Even if you've, you know, you've bumped your head a few times, let's talk about that and see how you got through it. Because if you're doing business and you're not running into a struggle every single day, then you're probably not doing business. You're probably just sitting on the couch with your eyes closed. Because if you're engaged in business every day, there is going to be, first of all, we know that you're in a battle for what? For market share. Every day, there's a competition going on. And so you have to be engaged. And the more engaged you are, the more things that are likely going to go sideways. But how do you recover from those sideways moments? Those days sometimes those weeks. And you've done it. Tell your story. Send me an email. Send it to support@tjmoreno.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for your social media pings. If we're not already connected on Google, I'm over at, we've made redirects for you. Make it real easy. It's simply tjmoreno.com/ the lowercase g and the plus sign. On Twitter, it's tjmoreno.com/ Twitter. And on LinkedIn, one of my favorite platforms for business-to-business communiques and really developing engagements with like-minded entrepreneurs, business strategists, financial people, people from really all different types of professional industries. I just love LinkedIn a lot. It's tjmoreno.com/ LinkedIn. All right, just that simple. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about email, and I want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur for providing this for us. And really, this is something that, you know, people think is email dead, social media is such a big deal, mobile marketing, big deal, and they are. Eric Sampson, he's a contributor and founder of Group BA, says for every $1 businesses spend on email marketing, they generate about $40 in ROI. This is according to Mike May of Media's Post, Email Insider. Although email seems unappealing compared to social media and emerging trends like maybe native advertising, email consistently proves to be the most engaging medium for marketers. Now, whether you're new to email marketing or if you're a seasoned professional, he provides a quick checklist here. Five essentials for your overall email strategy. First of all, he suggests, and I agree with most of these things, so I'm sharing them with you, but what are your thoughts on this? And what if you've done any of these steps, maybe you've had a certain level of success, maybe you've hit a wall, let me know, support@tjmoreno.com. He says powerful subject lines. To get your foot in the door, recipients first need to open your email. Now, 2013, business email accounted for over 100 billion messages sent and received per day. With a mediocre subject line, your cold outreach email, newsletter, or sales pitch will get lost in the noise. But that's okay, according to Mike. Here are three tips for crafting compelling subject line. This comes from a copy blogger's Brian Clark. Amazing thinker, innovator. Says number one, make it useful. Be ultra specific, unique, and urgent. Number two, identify yourself. Leverage spam checking tools and keep it short. And number three, establish trust and rapport with recipients on your list. Now, over time, email will become your most important asset as other marketing channels wax and wane in return on investment. He also says you need to have empathy toward customer or consumer intent, which is understanding where your customer is in the sales cycle. Are they still exploring their options? Do they need more information about your company, your industry, or your product? Are they ready to buy? Untargeted email blasts are doomed to fail. You want to develop a number of emails that nurture leads and help readers progress through the sales funnel. You want to segment your users and set automatic triggers to send the best emails to the right contacts at the right time. Mike also says use compelling images, the right visual asset, and make your message pop and encourage recipients to read an email in its entirety. Now, the wrong message might send your newsletter straight to spam. As your Collier, social media education developer for Constant Contact, recommends that brands keep their email short and quick. High-definition visuals can lead to slower load times, which may cause less patient customers to abandon your email before it fully loads. So to create awesome visual content for your next email blast, you might use Canva. Check out Canva or Placeit or even The Noun Project. And if you miss any portion of the program today, as with each and every day, don't worry about it. It turns into a podcast right after our live airing, and we make it available on the hub at tjmoreno.com so you can come back and listen to this program if you miss any portion of the program that's important to you. Using compelling calls to action, your customers need direction. Even after they open and read your email, their engagement may provide little or no ROI, return on investment, if you are not actively encouraging contacts to take a specific action. Even in a lot of my blog posts, at the end, I'll do a takeaway. So here's why I wrote it, here's what I'm sharing, and here's what I think you might take away from this. It's kind of a call to action. So to create the perfect call to action relative to email marketing, this is a tip from Alexis Rodrigo of Vero. Here's four tips. Include copy that is low risk, high reward. Offers should be less intimidating and more inviting. Number two, place your CTA, click to acquisition, at the bottom of your email, preferably, or your CTA could also be call to action in this case, preferably on the left-hand side. Add subtle elements, which is number three, to your buttons to make them pop, including graphic elements like an arrow. And include multiple click-throughs or call to actions in different formats. Button graphic, maybe it's some plain text. One of the things that I like to use is I like to use a lot of blank space. So I will use white space. I will make sure that my, if it's going to be an email message, if I'm going to send it in text or HTML, I'm going to make sure that it wraps at about 60 to 65 characters. It's easier to read rather than letting your message stream all the way across the email page, right? So I cut it, I break it right at about 60, 65. All right, and it helps to make it a little easier on the eyes, okay? And then you want to also make sure, finally, mobile optimization. Mobile devices are taking over the world. According to a report at Litmus, 53% of emails are opened on smartphones and tablets, with a majority of emails being read on the go. We as marketers ought to carefully design our emails to be mobile responsive. So there's some ideas for you from our friends over at Entrepreneur. Again, I want to thank Entrepreneur, also Eric Sampson, Mike Reeves, also for providing some additional insight in the day's program. Remember to track everything. Everything's got to be trackable. You can't measure it, it's not worth doing. So make sure you are segmenting your list. Make sure it's not one message that fits all. All right, really get to know your audience just as you would in the social media realm. Eric Sampson, thank you very much, contributor and founder of Group BA. Again, we want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur. Check out entrepreneur.com today.
Strategist Radio.
Oh, we got a ton to cover still. Man. We're going to talk about how to transform yourself into a master innovator in a minute. But first, let's talk about the happiness equation. If your head's in the toilet, it's really hard to be productive, isn't it? You can't be happy. Is there such thing as a happiness equation? I don't know. Dennis Prager's got an opinion. He's the author of the best-selling book, Happiness is a Serious Problem. And Dennis explained.
You know, everybody wants to be happy. So why isn't everybody happy? The obvious answer is, it's not easy. And one of the single biggest obstacles to being happy is that people naturally compare themselves to other people and assume nearly all of them are happier than they are. This is a big problem. So, how would you like an equation to determine the exact amount of unhappiness in your life? Well, I am here to tell you that I have developed an equation. It is U equals I minus R. U is unhappiness, I is image, and R is reality. The difference between the images you have had for your life and the reality of your life is the amount of unhappiness in your life, which gives you an idea of how powerful images are in hurting us. It's inevitable. Everybody has an image. As you grow up, you imagine what life will be when you get older. I had very, very powerful images, if I may be personal, and it'll help here to be personal because I have gone through this. I imagined that I would be happily married, never divorced, have four perfect children sitting around the table discussing politics and theology every meal. Well, it didn't quite turn out that way. I was divorced. I was divorced with a child. And my kids didn't always want to talk about theology and politics. Sometimes they didn't want to talk at all. Sometimes they wanted to talk about sports or about music that I couldn't stand. Now, I had to realize very early in my life that I would either have to abandon my image or I would be miserable the rest of my life. And this is true for just about everybody. Very few people live out the image that they had assumed their life would follow and become. That's what the midlife crisis in so many people is about, whether it is male or female. Especially for men, they reach 35, 45, 55, and then they think, wait a minute, I'm not nearly what I had assumed I would be in terms of accomplishment and achievement. I thought I would be the CEO. I thought I would be a president. I thought I'd be the president of the United States. I thought I would be earning this amount of money. I thought I would be one of the most respected members of my community. And then I would say every man ultimately fails the image that he has had for himself. That's the biggest part of what midlife crisis is about. Images kill people.
Think of anorexia. Some teenage girls and young women have an image of how they want to look, and in some cases, they will starve themselves to meet that image.
This is true for whatever images we have in our life. People imagine family life a certain way. They imagine a spouse a certain way. They imagine their children a certain way. They imagine their job a certain way. They imagine a whole host of things. And then those images are very often shattered. So what do you do about it? Well, there are two things. One, either develop a new image and enjoy that, or just celebrate the reality that you now have. Maybe the reality you now have is pretty darn good. You don't need an image to ruin it, because I promise you that that's exactly what the image will do. And that is why U equals I minus R. Unhappiness equals image minus reality.
Strategist Radio.
Pretty cool, huh? 6:22 Wednesday morning. Welcome to it. July 15, 2050. Happy summer. Happy, happy summer. Here's what's coming up tomorrow on Strategist Radio Live, God willing. Leadership strategy. How a stubborn mind can impair your business decisions. You might think you know where we're going with tomorrow's program. I don't know. You'll want to check it out. How a stubborn mind can impair your business decisions. And on Friday, it's book marketing strategy. How to leverage a successful author's influence. How do you leverage someone who's already made it? How do you get access to their readership? Same readers that read their book are going to read your book. But how do you get permission from them to allow them to let you market to their audience? On Friday this week, book marketing strategy. All ahead and all the details can be found on the hub at tjmoreno.com. Help yourself. I love this guy. This is Sasha Strauss. This guy is so flippin' amazing. He's the managing director of Innovation Protocol. Today, Sasha shares branding in relation to marketing, public relations, and advertising. Check it out.
Branding works very, very well with marketing, public relations, and advertising. But they're very, very different things, so we need to understand how they work in relation to each other to use them effectively. So if you think about what advertising is the attempt to influence your audience by just screaming at anyone who's willing to listen. So whether that's in a brief message or a visual on a freeway, advertising is a very brief but repeated communication. Marketing is for people who said, I'm actually slightly interested. I want some more information. And so they'll go to your website or gather a brochure. That's why it has more content, more photos, etc. That's marketing. It's much more direct. Instead of screaming at anyone, you're talking to a very particular group of people. Public relations is different because it's actually not about talking directly to your consumer. It's about talking to the people that influence them. So whether they read a specific magazine and listen to a specific editor, or they have friends that are influential, whoever the audience influencers are, that's the most important group for public relations. So it's the attempt to influence the consumer, but via a third-party influencer. You can imagine that all of those are communication mechanisms. They're ways of screaming at everybody, ways of talking at a particular person, ways of influencing the influencer. But what are you trying to say in all of those channels? What's the message? Who are you and why do you matter? That's what brand is. Brand strategy is the thought process you go through to ensure that every time you advertise, every time you do marketing, every time you do public relations, it's synchronized around a common concept.
Strategist Radio.
We'll be right back. Baby rock star, 625 right now on the Wednesday. We're going to talk a little bit here now about success strategy and how to transform yourself into a master innovator. Innovation is so valuable and so important. And you remember when you're little, you know, like you're a little kid, and I remember when I was a kid, maybe this is not you, but it was me. I was always taking things apart to the point, I mean, parent stereo, and I would try to make something else out of it and make it more powerful. And then I couldn't put it back together again, but at least I had an idea. I had a dream. Did the same thing with the telephone, like a rotary dial telephone. I had the phone apart. My mom would come in and just blood squirting from her eyes. What are you doing? And I couldn't put it back together again. Eventually, I learned how to put things back together again, or it was getting the spank. But I was always creating. I learned how to play music when I was like 5 years old with two strings on an old hand-me-down guitar my cousins gave me. And I always had this drive to create. Why do we lose that when we get older? Where do we lose the playfulness and the joyfulness and the imagination of the child? We let life get in the way. Dennis Prager a minute ago was talking about that with image. Why can't we reinvent ourselves? I reinvent myself so frequently in different areas of my life. And that's okay. But how do you be this master innovator? How can you become this passionate influencer of other people? You've got to be innovative. So first of all, you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry, thirsting for innovation. That means your success at something is going to be attributed to the creativity that lives inside. One time I heard Dr. Dyer said, don't die with the music still in you. Innovation thrills people with a sense of newness, and it inspires creativity and excitement in others as well. It's a great, amazing thing, action, activity that you can do to inspire others in a world that's just so full of fear and hate and nervousness and uncertainty. Next, you got to have mental strength. Exceptionally successful people neither run from nor dwell on their fears. You've got to have this mental strength, and it really takes a lot sometimes to be that kid again, right? To be that little girl, to be that little guy, right? To be little Anthony. Because people think that you're immature. I get that all the time. Look at, you're 54 going on 13 years old. Sometimes I'm 8 years old. Hey, that's okay. Because it's part of what you are and part of what you do as an innovator. You have to have an unwavering commitment. That's the next piece of the puzzle. You've got to be committed to just not accepting the status quo. Steve Jobs was great at that. Why does everything have to fit a certain way and be a certain, et cetera, et cetera? Don't do it. You need to always be prepared. You need to always be scanning the environment. You need to be always smelling and using those, touching and tasting and seeing and hearing with an open mind attached to nothing. You have to be a persistent learner. Always learning. Always being humble. You need to be accountable to yourself. You need to realize that setbacks are going to happen. And so what? They happen, let them happen. But you're going to be that little kid again. And you're going to think about being the creator, the innovator. You're going to be like a little Walt Disney, a little John Lennon, a little Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain. Right? A little Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, Sir Richard Branson. There's plenty of room for more of us. Come on, come join me. The water's fine. Make it a great day. God bless you. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. And tomorrow on the program for Thursday, it's Leadership Strategy, How a Stubborn Mind Can Impair Your Business Decisions. Thanks for being my friend. I love you very much. Go out and love somebody. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy Send your request in care of support at tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.